felt like you weren't being targeted that much through OTAs and training camp or and mini camp, but we've seen you get targeted a few times in training camp already. You've been making plays on the ball. Do you feel like there's been a shift in your ability to make plays on the ball now that the ball is getting actually thrown at you?
Yeah, I feel like it's a good job. It's a good thing that the ball getting passed my way, so I can like better work on my technique, get my eyes around for the ball, playing the ball better. So I feel like it's a good thing. Really just, I mean, probably just meetings, longer meetings for real. I mean, football is just going to be football. It's really not different than college. Just probably been in the building all day. It's really a job now, so, yeah.
Dave, you're a guy who watched a lot of college tape, totally trust your makeup speed. It's clear you do. And at the NFL level, have you felt any additional pressure to get a little more grabby than you did at college?
No, I don't really feel like I'm getting grabby. I just feel like I'm trying to work better, not like using my catch-up speed and more using my hands better at line of scrimmage now. I'm not trying to use my speed. So, yeah, I feel like that's what I need to change.
Nate, a lot of corners, you know, draft league, especially the really good ones, they like to talk and go with receivers. How would you put yourself in that kind of category? Are you a talker out there?
Yeah, I talk a lot. That's just part of my game. I feel like this brings me more confidence in my game, just talking to the receiver, getting in his head. So.
Well, what's usually the reaction?
Some receivers don't talk. Some receivers try to talk back. So it all depends on who the receiver is.
Who's been fun to engage with in camp so far?
All the receivers, Tez, you know, Matt Tez, go back to college, Zay Flowers, Bateman, just like all the receivers. Nelly, it's just good competition, so we getting each other better for real.
Nate, is a request for Marlon Humphrey.
Wanted me to ask you. See, this is not my nickname. He gave it to me. He called me Nasty Nate, you know. Because I guess I play nasty defense, I guess. So that's his nickname for me. He wanted me to tell y'all that's my nickname. But it's not official for me yet, so I don't know. It might get official, but we don't know yet.
Do you take it as a compliment?
I take it as a compliment, yeah. Definitely from Marlon, yeah. Yes, sir.
When you're around a guy like Kyle Hamilton, he's only been in the league for 3 years. How much has he, have you talked to him, and how much kind of, leadership does he provide from you?
He brings a lot of leadership to the room, just being there. He knows, much of the whole defense, so I asked him questions, and he just put me in where I need to be.
Nate, how much do you think it's going to help you playing in a secondary where there's so much talent, and guys who have experience, and you can go to multiple people for a play?
I feel like that's going to help me a lot. Like you said, I can just go to anybody in the DB room, asking them questions, so I feel like that's going to help me in the long run.
You feel like they're kind of taking you under their wing?
Yes, sir. I feel like everybody, like all the vets in the room, taking all the young kids, guiding them through the coverages, through the practices. So.
All right. Thank you, Nate.
Thank y'all.